Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ed, I wouldn't call this surprising after yesterday. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't call it surprising after he left the rotation. I have to say I expected we'd have this end before too long. I think it's something Matt probably wanted from the day he left the rotation. Did this surprise the team at all?
I think there's surprise here today, Mike. Yeah, I mean, I think surprise on some levels. It's not shocking at all on other levels when you lay it out. A couple of things that were interesting press conferences. Sandy Alderson had one. Mickey Callaway spoke as well after that. And I thought the last question asked to Sandy was interesting, and he kind of deferred on it. He said, I'm not a doctor, but he was asked about whether what Matt Harvey went through in 2015 – you know, has led to where he is right now. And it's a fair question to ask, because you remember the innings limits and all that stuff back in 2015 and coming back from Tommy John surgery and pushing the envelope and, going deep in the playoffs. It's a fair question to ask. Sandy, as I said, deferred.
Surgery is surgery that very few pitchers. The thoracic surgery is surgery that nobody comes back from. Very few pitchers ever come back from that.
Yeah, you probably you don't come back the same usually. It might be a different kind of pitcher. Some pitchers have, but you're probably a different kind of pitcher. And I just thought it was an interesting question to ask, and there's really no way to answer it because, you know, did it cause thoracic, the problems with the thoracic? I have no idea, and I don't know if anybody does. Maybe a doctor can say. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, you know, I think the timeline was also a little interesting to me, too. I mean, Sandy was asked, you know, when they – got a hold. I thought, well, okay, they've talked to him this morning. Well, they talked to him at 3:15 this afternoon. So when Harvey arrived at the ballpark, that's when it was broached to him. It didn't take him long for him and Scott Boras to decline the offer and, get designated for assignment. But I have to think that the Mets thought that he would take some time and think it over and maybe confer with Boras and get back to them tomorrow, because why else would you tell him at 3:15? You know, that was strange to me. I thought if this was, you know, they had to know as well. I mean, because Sandy admitted it during the press conference that there was a good chance that he was going to refuse the assignment to the minor leagues. I think we all did. I think if they asked him to go to the minor leagues, he wasn't going to go. That's not Matt Harvey. And
so do you think, Ed, do you think,
Scott Boras.
Do you think that to give this manager and this pitching coach credibility after what they saw yesterday, and to show the rest of the team that there's a level of performance that will be expected here, that they no longer could carry him? I mean, that basically they said, we have to stand up to him. And a lot of people thought that the Mets never wanted to stand up to Matt Harvey.
Yeah, well, when Callaway spoke, it was interesting to me that he mentioned a couple of names when he talked to Matt about going down to do this, and actually I think going to the bullpen as well. He brought up Roy Halladay and he brought up Cliff Lee, two guys who went down, and Halladay, if you remember, went down to A-ball to rework himself. And Cliff Lee also went down to the minor leagues when he was having problems too, and I think there was a reason, obviously, he brought those two names up. They're prime pitchers. One's a Hall of Famer,
right?
Obviously. And, he was trying to get this across to Matt. You know, sometimes it takes this to go down there and do that and come back and be the kind of pitcher that you want to be.
Absolutely. Eddie, I can think of Hall of Famers. Louis Tiant, Jim Palmer were at points in their career done. They were done. They were given up on and came back to have great careers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, listen, it didn't, you know, like I said, I think all of us felt and knew that if he was asked to go to the minors, that possibility always existed. He had to give his approval. We knew that. We talked about it all during spring training. it wasn't going to happen. And, you know, he would never do that, nor would Scott Boras allow it. So that's obviously what happened here today. And, you know,
plus,
now
plus there's always been a testy relationship here between he, sure his agent, and the Mets has always been a very tough relationship.
Yeah, no, it there's no question. You know, I don't know what the end outcome of this is going to be. Can they move him here in the next 7 days? I would think there's interest. So, you know, can a deal be struck? I would think that might be likely. If not, you know, he becomes a free agent and can go somewhere. Now, you know, if somebody wants to wait and you know, have the Mets pay the money, that's, you know, that's possible too. You can wait the 7 days, but nonetheless, I would assume Matt Harvey is going to resurface. Now, is, you know, can he get major league hitters out right now? I'm not so sure, Mike. Really not. Not from what you saw yesterday. There are flashes, but he's not the same pitcher. He doesn't have the sharpness to his pitches that he did before. I think the velocity is there. Sometimes whether he can sustain that for a long period of time, I'm not sure because of what he's been through. He's been through two major operations here in a short amount of time.
Eddie, so, was he in uniform today? Had he found out beforehand, or was he in uniform today?
No. Well, from my understanding, he was in the clubhouse, but okay. He was not in uniform. But
okay.
My understanding was that, and Sandy said this, they talked to him at 3:15. That's why I was shocked.
They
let
him come to the ballpark before they talk about it.
Yeah, no, exactly. Okay. And thus, I think, that their thinking was that, okay, he was, you know, going to go home, think about it for a day, and they're not going to use him today anyway. He pitched yesterday. So, you know, he could go home, think it over, talk it over with Scott or whatever, but that came quick. Obviously, he called Scott, and boom, we're out of here. So,
Eddie, let me ask you about last weekend. It's no secret that the Mets have had issues with Matt's off-the-field stuff before. There have been a lot of rumors that have been unsubstantiated and never proven about Matt Harvey. Never. I mean, about his behavior. That people suspected stuff that's never been proven. There's never been anything against him proven. The point is, though, that they did have problems with it. There's no question. How much did last weekend play into this?
I think it played some into it, Mike, but it was another chapter. It was another, I don't think that was, it stuck out like a sore thumb. It was something they weren't happy about, but at the same time, I think, you know, like we discussed the other day when I was talking to you about this, it's kind of a common sense issue, you know? You're now a reliever. Five relievers have been used the game before. There's a good chance you might be called on the pitch the next time, so be ready, that's all. And it's a common sense thing, and I think, you know, they were constantly frustrated by the lack of common sense aspect to it. Let's put it that way, okay? That you know, being seen out in public at, you know, the wrong place or the wrong time, and, you know, doing the wrong thing at the wrong time. You know, it's when you compile that over a period of time, you know, they had probably had enough. Yeah, but I don't think that was the last straw per se. I think they did want to kind of work through this, and they did want to get him to the minors and kind of where he has some mechanical issues. That's what Dave Isla was saying a short while ago. So, you know, it's but, you know, when you force his hand, Matt Harvey's a stubborn guy, and I think we know Scott Boras' stance on a lot of this stuff. So, you know, you force the hand, then that's probably what's going to happen.
We're talking with Eddie C. on the Mets moving today on Matt Harvey. If you're just joining us, the Mets requested that Matt Harvey agree to a minor league assignment. He refused, as everybody knew he would. I mean, it was no secret. Once the Mets, and that's Eddie's point here, the Mets knew that as soon as they asked him to go to the minors, this was going to happen. They knew this was going to happen. Everyone knew Matt had no intention of going to the minor leagues. So they finally felt compelled, and you wonder what happened there as to where did they feel for the good of the team that they had to make that move with him just to show everybody what they expect from these performers, you know, after yesterday?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, Mike. Yeah, I think somewhat. I do think that they, you know, listen, you know, I was talking to Dave Island yesterday, and, you know, we're just talking about the state of the pitching staff in general, just everybody, you know, and some guys have pitched well, some guys have not really pulled their weight. And, you know, he says, when you're up here, you got to put your big boy pants on. I don't care who you are, what your name is, you got to pitch. And I think that speaks a lot right there, just what
you
said.
I agree, yes, that you have to be accountable.
You're here, you got to get the job done. They just didn't think at this point in time, and they're right, because, you know, Matt, the results have spoken. You know, Matt Harvey has not gotten the job done. He's given up seven runs in in six innings of relief. Now, would that improve? It might if he continued to work at it and get some of the mechanical problems away. But they just felt they couldn't afford to do it on this level. They wanted him to go down and straighten that out, and he could come back. That's I think that they made that clear to him. But like I said, I think you forced that issue. I don't think he was ever. That was ever in his mindset or in Scott Boras' mindset. So wasn't going to happen.
Today, I don't think shocks any Met fan. I don't think it shocks any baseball fan. But when you think back to his arrival and think mm-hmm. back to what it was like in 2013 and what he could have been. I mean, his record doesn't indicate how well he pitched. He was 25-18. In those first three seasons, and he pitched well enough to be basically, 40 games over 500. As a matter of fact, he set records for how many times he left games with having given up zero or one run and not leading in a game. Yep. I mean, it was ridiculous. Yes, so many times he pitched well and got no support. But in 2012, 2013, 15, you still saw and that was the dividing line. At 16, he was not the same pitcher. If you look the first mm-hmm. 3 years and look at the ERA and the whips and everything else, and then look at the last 3 years, you see how bad it is and how far it's fallen off. He's just a very different person than he was, and you realize what he was so close to being. That night on the mound in a classic October night, you think about him starting the All-Star game and all the excitement around that.
Yep.
You think about him and how he brought people to the ballpark, the Dark Knight, the whole thing, and realize how this career has just imploded is a remarkable thing. It really is.
Yeah, no, I think that that part is the shocking part. The fall from there to where you are now. You can see the road posts along the way, but at the same time, listen, I'm sure it's very frustrating for him. It's frustrating for people in the organization who probably expected more from Harvey as well.
Is Harvey in the ballpark, Eddie, or has he left the ballpark?
I think I don't know, Michael. I'm assuming he's left the ballpark. I don't see him here. I don't think
So he's not speaking at all or anything. He's not speaking.
Somebody asked that question whether he was going to speak. I mean, I didn't assume he would. I think he's just going to move on.
I wondered if he'd even speak informally. I just thought somebody might grab him. He's probably already left the building, right?
I did not see him, Mike. I would have tried to grab him if I did, but I haven't seen him. That's why I thought that the last question to Sandy Alderson was an interesting one, because it's fair to ask that. It's fair to bring it up, and I don't know. I'm not a doctor either, but, he pushed himself an awful lot in 2015. And listen, the Mets made it to the World Series. You always want to be part of that.
He threw 190 innings that year, Eddie. He threw 190 innings. He started 29 games. More if you count the playoff games. He threw 190. He threw 190 in the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I mean, he was well over 200, more like 220 with the playoffs and everything. And,
yep.
That to me, it has to take something out of you coming off Tommy John. How much, I don't know how much of an effect it had. Would he still have thoracic outlet and have that surgery despite that? Maybe. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a doctor. That might have been there. It might have gotten worse. I don't know. But it is it's interesting to bring that up and not forget it, because I know a lot of people probably don't have a lot of sympathy for Matt Harvey right now, don't care about the way he is carried himself or acted at times, but I think what Mets fans have to remember too is he gave you everything he had that year and went beyond what he was supposedly supposed to do that year too, innings wise, everything. It was for a reason. You don't get that chance every now and then. It doesn't come along every now and then to go to the World Series. But at the same time, he did suck it up and do it. So I think people have to remember that, too.
Do you think, let me ask it this way, had his standing in the clubhouse, which I know was always not very good, was it better of late at all, or was it the same? How was it?
Matt had friends here. He has good friends on this team. And, it was not, Matt Harvey and 24 other players in the locker room, as some people have kind of mentioned. But, he did do his own thing. He went his own way. He was close to a couple of people in there. Is it going to be a huge loss in the clubhouse, camaraderie-wise, et cetera? It might not be. It might not be because, like I said, Matt he did his own thing. There's no doubt about that. And he wasn't effectively helping this club right now, that's for sure. So something had to change. And the change is a big one, it's just, as you can see today.
Thank you, Eddie, very much for jumping on. Appreciate it.
All right, Mike.
All right, we'll have Nelson Figueroa. The story, of course, today, the big story is that the Mets ask, and they knew when they did that this would be the move, but I can understand why the new manager did it. I really can. If he was the one who pushed the general manager to do it, or maybe the general manager did, I can't answer who came up with it, but they knew when they went to Matt Harvey that he was going to say no. I mean, they knew that as soon as they knew their name. He was never going to the minor leagues for them. So Matt Harvey today does not go to the minor leagues when the Mets ask him to, and he will be designated for assignment. They can trade him. They can then release him. But his days with the Mets are over. So Matt Harvey and the Mets will be parting ways. He leaves them with a career record under 500. But remember, early in his career, those years, 13, 15, when he was 9-5, 13-8, he pitched so much better than that. The record doesn't even tell the story. Early on, the strikeouts per innings, the whips under one, the things he did, he was a brilliant pitcher. And then it all came apart. The first injury and then the devastating second injury, the special nights that he had there, the whole thing, the way he lit up the franchise, and then all the other stuff, all the extracurricular stuff that was so much a part of it, all the behavioral stuff that went on that so frustrated the organization and the fans. It all comes to a close today as Matt Harvey and the Mets part ways, not yet officially, but for all intents and purposes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.